Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, March 26th. If you've been listening up this week, you probably have realized we're doing something a little different. That's right. In the 2.5 months since China first reported the first death from the coronavirus, the world has transformed. So we're taking a look back at some previous episodes just to get a sense of how dramatically and rapidly the pandemic has changed our lives and the ways businesses are operating. The virus is devastating some industries, and it's giving new opportunities to others. Meditation apps like Calm, Headspace, Insight, Timer, and 10% Happier had already been growing in response to political, economic, and climate anxieties. And now, thanks to social distancing, plus school and event closures, perhaps many of us could use some help maintaining what NBA star LeBron James calls mental fitness. As you'll hear in this story about the rivalry between Calm and Headspace that we first ran on February 21st, King James brought his mental fitness training to the Calm app. With the NBA off the courts for the time being, LeBron should have a lot more time to devote to helping Calm customers meditate. Check it out. How was your week? Stressful? Having trouble sleeping, maybe? Or finding yourself snapping at your colleagues or your dog? Sorry to hear that. Just in case you've been under a rock for the last few years, though, there is a remedy for your stress, or might be. It's called meditation. And here's how popular it's become. In 2017, Late Night's Jimmy Fallon asked Andy Puddicombe, the CEO of mindfulness app company Headspace, to lead a meditation on live TV.
I wanted to try something tonight. I don't think it's ever been done on late night television, definitely not before. But I wanted to see if you can guide our great audience and the Roots and millions of fans.
I love it.
For a 2-minute meditation.
We should do it.
I mean, around the world, everyone, there's going to be people in bars right now meditating. It's going to be fantastic. What should I do? Can I sit next to you?
Yeah, do you want to come sit here?
Yeah. I'll sit next to you.
And if you are watching in a bar, I'd recommend you put your glass down.
Yes, of course, yeah.
At the end of that meditation, Jimmy Fallon opened his eyes, grinned an angelic grin, and the audience burst into wild applause. It was a moment for Puddicombe and his investors to celebrate the mainstreaming of mindfulness. Well, now he's reached another such milestone. Last week, his company announced that it's raised another $93 million from investors bullish on our collective desires to breathe our stress away. Or maybe they're certain that they're just going to be more and more stressed to deal with. Whatever the reason, meditation apps are perceived as safe, non-prescription, and relatively affordable ways to subdue the anxiety that ails us. Of course, new money won't hurt things, right? Well, with that new money, Headspace has raced ahead of its arch rival, Calm. The race has been neck and neck, or should we say head to head, for the last few years. We last reported on this fight in the fall. At that time, the two apps together had more than 100 million users. Calm had raised a total of $140 million and had become a unicorn. That is, investors valued it at more than $1 billion. That's what makes a unicorn. In fact, it was starting to look like Goliath to Headspace's David. Well, no longer. With Headspace's latest round of funding, it surpassed Calm. To date, Headspace has raised almost $170 million, according to Crunchbase. With that cash, the company wants to prove mindfulness's clinical effectiveness through scientific studies. Despite its popularity, meditation still suffers from a lack of hard clinical proof of effectiveness. That's a problem Headspace has been trying to solve. So far, it's participated in about 70 different studies with research institutions like Carnegie Mellon and Stanford University. Headspace will use some of that new money to engage in more clinical trials. Also, it's still quietly pursuing FDA approval. About 18 months ago, the company announced that it wanted agency approval in order to become the world's first prescription meditation app. Then the Wall Street Journal reported that the company planned to seek FDA approval sometime this year. Arch rivals Calm and Headspace may be after the same result, meditation domination on a global scale. but they're pursuing different strategies. Headspace, scientific and logical. Calm, celebrity-focused and for the everyday worrier. Calm raised its latest round after signing on celebrities like Matthew McConaughey to read bedtime stories to insomniacs. Its latest weapon? In December, the company announced that Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James had invested in Calm and that James himself is now featured on the app with his own 5-part mental fitness program. It includes meditations on training your mind, managing emotions, and yes, creating a champion's mindset. Who better, right? Learning from LeBron James how to have a champion's mindset couldn't be more well-timed for the Calm and Headspace chief executives themselves as they battle to win the multi-billion dollar meditation market. Now that's a tight anxiety-provoking game that's very far from over. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Got an extra minute to support us? Go over to Wondery.com/survey and tell us a little bit about yourself. We sure appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening. Stay calm, everyone. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.